Between 7 and 15 years, they survived a harrowing drowning incident in Catherine Fonshu. Chifubu residents bemoan increased crime in the area. In African news, Anthony Joshua injured in Nigeria car crash that killed two team members. Present the lunchtime news. My name is Blessed Chwawa. Three children aged between 7 and 15 years survived a harrowing drowning incident in Kapirim Ponche's East Park extension after a heavy downpour experienced over the weekend. The children had been working with their family in a maize field and were swept away by strong currents while trying to cross a bridge that had been washed away. Passerby fortunately rescued the children, administered a first aid, and they regained consciousness. However, the makeshift bridge is now gone, cutting off residents from accessing parts of the area. Area village headman Jim Chiba has confirmed the incident to Kombon Radio News and appealed for urgent assistance. The Zambia Meteorological Department has warned of flash floods in Kapirim Ponche and other areas, aging caution near water crossing points. Residents of Chifubu constituency in Dola District have bemoaned the rampant increase in crime activities in the area. Residents say they are living in fear, with cases of theft being the order of the day, as evidenced by items recovered by police. Chifubu Ward Councillor Evaristo Banda has pleaded for help from the Copper Belt's new police commanding officer, Mwala Yui, saying people are being attacked at night by gangs on motorbikes with no number plates.
Commissioner, people are not free. People are being attacked at night, and there is this operation of these guys moving around with motorbikes. These are the guys now attacking people at night. I don't know how you can come in and finish this problem. Because those motorbikes, they don't even have number plates. So when they attack someone, they can't even identify them. So we're appealing to the police to make sure that they come in and make our people safe. I'm telling you, our people are in trouble.
You know, the neighborhood watch arrangement by reporting, suspicious characters. You know, the junkies that we are seeing in our communities, to say my house was broken. When I got back, I found that items were stolen, my TV set, my welding machine, and other household.
Meanwhile, Copperbelt Commanding Officer Mwala Yuyi is confident in his team's ability to crack down on lawlessness. Mr. Yuyi has issued a stern warning to gangs in the province, saying the police will crack down on gang-related activities with the full force of the law. He confirmed that 14 gangs were rounded up, with several suspects and mostly minors are picked up.
2 days ago, there were some gangs that fought in Mfurira. We moved in and made sure that there was peace. We got about 14, 6 from the other side, 8 from the other side, and we are dealing with them according to the law. So we are attending to that issue of gangs. We don't want even to tolerate it. For me, it's joking. What is a gang? Or deal with them. I don't want to use words like, we'll break their legs. No. In this era, we are talking about law. We'll deal with them legally. Expect us to, you know, to enforce the law. Okay? We are not savages as they want to, you know, to portray us. We are very peaceful people. But we have a duty to do, because we are police officers.
Mufurila Municipal Council has announced that a total of 175 marriages have been officially registered at the council as of 23rd December 2025. Under the authority of the Marriage Act Cap 50 of the Laws of Zambia, the council continues to provide a fair and effective civil marriage services to eligible couples within the district. And St. Mary's Anglican Church Father Clement Musaka has commended the council for this great milestone and advised the public to formalize their marriages. He says that the community should take marriage seriously, as God has urged the nation through scripture that marriage should be treated with sanctity.
Okay, I will start by the council arrangement. To me, this is a great milestone, because it's a clear indication that the community where these marriages are emanating from have responded positively towards the formalization of marriages. And when we look at marriages, it is something which we treat to be sacred, and it must be treated with sanctity, especially these people come from our churches where we minister from, and then we feel the church and the state should partner together to ensure that these marriages are formalized.
The head teacher of David Ramushu Secondary School in Kawe Lakson Piri has described the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, as a game changer following the construction of a new classroom block aimed at easing congestion at the learning institution. Mr. Piri says the 1x3 modern classroom block, funded at a cost exceeding 1 million kwacha, will significantly address the shortage of learning space at the school, which currently serves over 4,000 pupils amid a rapidly growing population in the area. He explains that the project, which commenced on 6th October 2025, has so far reached a 65% completion at substructure level and is expected to be completed by 4th January 2026. Meanwhile, Kabwe Central Member of Parliament, Chrysos Tapiri, has expressed her satisfaction with both the progress and quality of works on the project. Speaking during a monitoring visit to various community development projects, the lawmaker commended the contractor for maintaining high standards of workmanship and a commendable pace of construction. She has since instructed the local authority to prioritize the construction of a perimeter fence to safeguard the new infrastructure from vandalism. We now break for a set of commercials, but before that, we have our current business rates.
These business rates are brought to you by MTN. It's been 20 incredible years of progress, and we couldn't have done it without you. To you, we say thank you. Twalumba, twadodela, zikomo, zitube.